From this installation comes the amplified buzzing sound of a live electric current, a current which periodically lights up three of the objects in the work with a soft white light. But don't worry, we can't get too close. The work, called Home, made in 1999, is in an alcove 16 feet by 8, beyond a rectangular opening, and we're protected from it by a series of parallel wires across the opening. These wires are not electrified, and they're not part of the installation. In the centre of the space is a waist-high, rectangular, pale, thick, wood-top table, 6.5 feet long, left to right. On this is an array of 15 spotless, gleaming, stainless steel kitchen utensils connected with silver crocodile clips to a snaking mass of wires on the table and floor. The wires form three electrical circuits, each connecting up a group of five utensils. Each group has one illuminating item, like an unconventional lampshade. In the top left corner of the table, a box grater. In the centre, a downturned colander. And in the top right corner, a conical sieve. Around them are smaller implements like whisks, scissors, and a heart-shaped cookie cutter. And fixed to the right edge of the table is an old-fashioned mincer. The clinical-looking utensils are more like medical instruments laid out on an operating theatre trolley than anything to do with food and nurture, an impression reinforced by the table legs beneath. Rather than being sturdy and firmly planted on the floor, as you'd expect from a solid-topped kitchen table, they're tubular metal, like scaffolding poles on black wheels. They suggest impermanence and instability, as do the ever-changing sounds and lights. Sinister, slow, flashing beacons, warning us off, perhaps, rather than welcoming us in. But there's one thing we can be absolutely sure of. From the crackling electricity we can hear surging through the metal, we know that these normally harmless objects are actually lethal. Home evokes the ambiguity of the domestic environment. Safe and comforting, yet potentially claustrophobic, alienating and menacing, particularly for women. The artist, Mona Hatoum, herself has a complicated relationship with the concept of home. Born a British citizen in Beirut to exiled Palestinians, in 1975 she became an exile in the UK when war in Lebanon prevented her from returning to Beirut. In her work, Hatoum sets out to question and unsettle, saying she likes to introduce a physical or psychological disturbance to contradict expectations. And her uncomfortable juxtapositions often draw attention to the vulnerability of the human body.